Hi, Mark Brown. We're live at the Code Mash here in Sandusky, Ohio. I've got with me Jim Taylor from the Drupal community. Jim, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Jim Taylor. I've been doing Drupal development and consulting for about 4 years now. So active member in the community. And yeah, I'm excited to be here.
So you're out of the Columbus area, is that right?
Yeah, I work out of Columbus, Ohio. So yeah, born and raised, actually.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, thanks for coming and joining us today. If anybody has questions online that's watching the broadcast, just send a tweet to @webcamps, and we'll get it up here, and we'll talk about it as we talk about Drupal here. So some exciting news for the Drupal community.
I know. We had a really great week. The 7th edition of Drupal came out on Friday last week.
Yay!
So I know. some of the people that worked on that for, I mean, Angie Byron, Webchick, worked on that for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
That's been a huge part of, I know, her life. And a lot of people's. It's been a lot of work, and it's been really great to see it finally.
Congeal, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I went to 2 Drupal cons where the countdown march was on, to get the bug count down and just get that thing shipped and done and everything. And I think a lot of people hope that Copenhagen, that would be like the huge surprise.
That was
surprise,
the thing, everybody was like, we were all sort of waiting.
And the code sprints were just so feverish, right? Yeah, it was just, it was funny. And then, you know, right at the end of December, it just sounded like everything really just clicked and popped. And then, boom, just almost a week ago now, right? Last Friday?
Yeah, last Friday, just about a week ago. I mean, you just got to wait till you get it right, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, got to wait to get it all done, and they did. And it's, it's been really exciting.
And
it's
how
really
long?
Great.
I mean, how long was that in the making?
For 2.5 years, I think.
2.5 years,
I think. It was, because 6 came out after the Boston DrupalCon, which was 2008.
Yeah.
So, about 2.5 years.
Pretty exciting. And it looks great, too. I've been playing with it. I mean, even going back to, you know, old beta, but just as watching that thing progress along. And so tell me, out of Drupal 7, I mean, all the great stuff in there. You want to talk to me about all the new features and stuff?
One of the big focuses was the user interface. There was a lot of studies done at the University of Minnesota and at the University of Maryland to really work on just to look at the user interface and see how people work with it. And they spent a lot of time studying that. And there's a really great admin overlay now that just works seamlessly, and you don't have to wait a long time to upgrade your pages or anything like that. And so that was a huge part of it. Tangentially, also Drupal.org got an overhaul.
Yes, it did.
At the same time, and so there was these two huge things going at the same time, and a lot of the focus there was also user interface, you know. So, and that's worked out really great. And it's, you know, it's been a huge push. They rewrote the database layer underneath the system so they can talk to more databases, including SQL Server.
Right. And, so the new PDO layer in Drupal 7, that was, huge. And you know, we had some folks out from the Drupal community out to Redmond, I guess about a year and a half ago, or well over a year ago, and they said, you know, hey, we want to implement PDO in Drupal because we really want to broaden, you know, the possibilities for who could install Drupal, because they recognize that, you know, not everybody can install MySQL.
Right, you know, not everybody has that availability at work or whatever. You know?
I mean, a lot of people want to self-host Drupal, right? That's where, you know, you run into some issues, or you could.
Right.
And they said, hey, that's great. We've got a PHP driver, native PHP driver for SQL Server.
Right.
Let's get together, and maybe we can help you guys write a SQL Server module.
Right.
Contrib module for Drupal, and then we'll work on the PDO layer. And so that was a fantastic experience for us working with Commerce guys and Damien from those guys to, while he was working on the SQL Server driver part, we were working on the PDO driver part. And
to get this sort of bring it all together.
And it was just cool. It's like, okay, let's try it and see what works and what doesn't. And then we'd go fix stuff, and he'd fix stuff, and then, you know, check it back in again, and then try it again. And, and so just so excited. I mean, for us at Microsoft, it was, you know, unusual for us to say, you know, God, can't wait for Drupal 7, right?
Because
a lot of people there.
But it's really great to see everybody kind of coming in together in a joint effort like
that. You know, it was really wonderful, right?
Yeah, it's been good stuff. And, I mean, just the scalability that we're getting out of working with all these different systems, we're really going to be able to take on some monster sites, you know. And there's already, you know, just tons of high-profile sites out there using Drupal, and a lot of them are already on 7. They just started there, you know, and so, or some of them did.
Yep.
So, it's been really great. pulled in, this is sort of inside the ballpark talk, but pulled a module called CCK, which is on almost all the Drupal sites in, got that pulled into core. It's a fields API that's now used all over the core system, where you can add input fields to anything,
users or comments. So the content creation kit for people that aren't familiar with CCK.
That's
right.
Very inside the ballpark, I know. We get really excited over here, getting our geek speak on. But yes, the content construction kit became the fields API, and now you can easily extend Drupal's, the input, what you can pull in, and first name, last name for all your users, or add fields to comments, and besides just the body, and that's a really great, really great leap forward for Drupal. And there was a lot of modules along that line that were just used on everything. It was just like, oh, let's just bring it in.
They took a lot of the formerly contrib modules and then just folded it into core, because they were so integral to every Drupal installation that was out there, right?
Yep. Image handling, file upload handling. A real small one called Poor Man's Cron that allows you to sort of do the indexing of the site. It's a little thing, but it's just those little touches.
Gotta have it, right?
On that little stuff.
If everybody that downloads the kit to drop a Drupal is taking that module, that makes sense, right? Why not just roll it all in anyway, right?
Right. You don't have to find some obscure system setting on your server anymore. It just sort of works right out of the box.
Yeah.
So that kind of gets back to that user interface thing, where that's a huge focus of Drupal. Drupal 7.
Yeah. And it looks great.
And that'll continue to be the case. I think for 8 and beyond,
So what's the plans? When's Drupal 8 going to drop?
Oh, probably next week. DrupalCon is in Chicago, March. We'll just get everybody together. We'll whip it up real quick. We'll come
do
up
a
with
code
some
sprint.
Yeah, a real big code sprint. We're just going to cancel the conference. Everybody's going to do a code sprint. it might be a little ambitious, but not really something I could speak on. But I think the intention is probably to get back to the 1 year sort of release cycle that's always been.
Yeah, 2.5 years is a long time for sure.
It's a long time, and especially when people, there are a lot of people who really commit their life to the release cycle, and I'm sure a lot of them would like it to be a little shorter.
Which
is understandable, but I have no idea what's coming. I think we'll find out as sort of 7 settles, dust settles, and we'll,
How are people using it, and what are they seeing? And then that'll certainly crop up as the issues list for whatever becomes Drupal 8,
exactly, and the features list,
And or the features list, yeah.
And both, I mean, there's going to be issues, there always are, and that's just the way it goes, So
software. What's next? DrupalCon Chicago, right?
DrupalCon Chicago is happening on, let me see if I can get these dates right, 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's in Chicago at the Sheraton downtown. It's going to be Drupal Tower.
Yeah, the whole building they got.
The whole freaking building, It's like the whole thing, top to bottom.
That's awesome. I'm glad I won't have to leave the building in March in Chicago.
I know. It's hit or miss, right? It could be somewhere between spring and winter. Who knows what we're going to get.
Keep the whole thing indoors. That's a safe bet there.
It's a really safe bet, And so I think it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a day of trainings beforehand. A lot of the consulting companies that work with Drupal are doing trainings. And then there's the big code sprint afterwards on the 11th on the Friday. Yep. So it's going to be a full jam-packed week all about Drupal, and I don't know what the attendance numbers are looking at, but I believe we had 3,000 in San Francisco or 2,500.
And then Copenhagen, I think, was roughly around 3K, too. That was just huge.
Right, which is really big, Often Europe is even smaller, and it wasn't,
I think that volcano kept a lot of them from coming over in San Francisco, right? Volcano Gate or whatever.
Can you pronounce that?
No.
I'm just kidding.
It's in Iceland somewhere, right?
So I think it's going to be a really exciting time. It's going to be really big, and I think we're going to get a lot of momentum going into 8, wherever we're going to take this thing,
As a community leader in Columbus there, in the last 2.5 years or whatever that I've been going out and meeting with folks in the Drupal community, the size of this thing is just exploding.
Oh, it's enormous.
Right?
Enormous.
Have you seen this here in Columbus? I mean, I'm certainly seeing it like at Drupal camps and Drupal cons that I've been going to for the last 2.5 years, right?
Yeah, we've definitely seen it. It was just a couple of us demonstrating tricks we'd pulled off in Drupal, a couple of years ago, and then it's blown up into, dozens and dozens of people coming, and like anything, it's whatever topic, depends on the topic you talk about, how many people you get, but we see a lot of momentum, we see a lot of people, a lot of new people all the time coming in, checking it out, asking questions. It's really exploding, and you hear about it all the time, Drupal is just its reputation, and people are really
community
excited to use
really
it.
Really gelling around it, and I think that kind of that drive for simplicity that seems to be kind of building itself inside that whole thing is making it more approachable by a lot more people now, and I think that's helping to grow, you know, the numbers there and the size of the community for it overall. So
yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think you're right. And it's I was looking at Drupal.org earlier today, and it was talking about 500,000 users on Drupal.org, 220 countries, 180 languages. I mean, that's just insane.
It is.
And you can't even comprehend all of that, you know, and can't even bring it in, and all of it gels around this software package that's just so powerful that it's really exciting.
Yeah, you know? It certainly is, and hopefully, you know, having Drupal in WebMatrix or as part of our app gallery, I mean, that's kind of our whole effort as well, is to try and help grow that Drupal community. I mean, that's really what it's been behind all the efforts we've been working on for the last 3 years at Microsoft, is to, you know, whatever app you're using, whatever framework you're using, it doesn't matter, right? We want to help make it easier for anyone to build for the web and make it more approachable by people who don't have, you know, a computer science degree or haven't been building web sites for years and years and years, right?
Yeah, so that's great. And I think we're really excited to get involved in this.
Yeah, well, we're really excited as well, right? So it's great to get. Well, Jim, thank you so much for coming and joining
us
today here at CodeMesh, and enjoy the rest of the conference. I want to thank everyone else for coming and spending the day with us here at CodeMesh. We hope you've enjoyed all the great stuff you've seen. On behalf of Josh Holmes from Microsoft, James Sr., thank you very much, sir. And thank you, everybody. Take care. Ha ha ha.